Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Reminder, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980, both broadcasting from the Green Turtle in Navy Yard today for the Nats home opener. So come on out to the Nats home opener. And you know what? You may have a chance to win one of these silly shirts.
Let me see.
We've got wood.
Can I get one of those?
Yes.
Dave XL.
His name is also on the shirt.
106.7 The Fan's merch shop has new gear just in time for the baseball season, including the officially licensed Nats-themed gear. Get your hands on our We've Got Wood shirt.
We've got Wood.
James Wood. Our new Cruise Missile shirt. Our Cruise Wood 24 campaign theme shirt. Or check out the rest of the collection.
You know James Wood has arrived. He's getting punny
Thank
t-shirts
you to
made.
Breaking Tea.
Wow. Already.
And come out to Green Turtle today for your chance to win one of these new shirts.
Very good.
All right, join us right now to talk some college hoops. Our pal, course, analyst for the Terps, Chris Nockey. What's up, C-Nock?
What's up, boys?
Yes.
To start, strawberry milk is way underrated.
So
I got to say, EBU on it.
It's so great.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't had it.
Any milk that has a flavor in it, chocolate or strawberry, is vastly superior to just plain old milk, in my opinion.
No doubt.
100%.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's fantastic. 100%. Yeah. Strawberry is probably the one seed.
It's pretty good.
Probably the one seed.
It's hard to beat.
So, C-Nock, I was just putting up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Final Four set, would you take UConn or the field to win it all?
You know what? I maybe this is me hoping. I'm going to take the field. I'm not a big UConn guy, so I'm not very objective about this. And I'm rooting for Purdue, to be quite honest with you, JP. Matt Painter's a good guy. He's a really good coach, and he deserves a lot better than he's gotten over the years. And maybe I just hope that there's some justice served here for Purdue this weekend.
So, do you want Purdue to win because you just don't like Hurley, or is it because you really like Painter?
Yeah, I sense some real anti-UConn vibes.
I don't think you're a big Danny Hurley guy.
How about I just answer yes?
Okay,
just a big resounding
just yes.
All
right.
Yeah. Cross paths with both, and clearly prefer Matt Painter.
Ooh, there's bad blood between C-Nock and...
It's just because Painter's that good a guy. How about that?
Okay. All right. I can buy that.
You tell us off the record what you're looking
at. Yeah.
Hey, so...
over beers.
One thing, and obviously Painter and Edie and all those guys, they had a lot of pressure on them the last few years because of how bad they were in the tournament. And this year they just seem refocused. Edie's obviously unstoppable. You can do whatever you want to do. If he gets the ball in the lane, he's unstoppable. But Braden Smith and Fletcher Lloyd, those guards, last year they played like young, inexperienced guards. They were taking bad shots. Braden Smith had a lot of problems getting the ball to Edie. He would turn the ball over in big spots, but he's playing like a senior now.
He's also one of those guys, you know, everybody runs high screen and roll anymore in college basketball, and yet, you know, nobody's got a 7'4" guy setting the screen. But one of the things that Smith has done is he's really learned how to read it, how to read the pick and roll. And last year, like you said, he was really a primary reason why they lost. This year, yep. He is a primary reason why they're winning. And they've also done a really nice job with their roster construction. You know, you guys, as you went to break, you were talking about Maryland picking up some guys out of the portal. And really one of the subplots of this tournament, I think, is the value of older, you know, mid-major guys who have made impacts on every team. UConn's got the kid who, you know, played 3 years at Loyola, 1 year at Rutgers.
Spencer,
NC State's got a guy from Illinois State. Southern Illinois has, you know, their two best players played at Illinois and somewhere else. But all these guys made it to the Final Eight, you know, finals, Sweet 16. I mean, these are big impact guys who, you know, who toiled for 3 or 4 years at another school and came in and made a difference.
Well, Mark Sears for Alabama, he played at Ohio U. I mean, he was playing in the MAC conference.
Yeah.
And now he's dropped. Everywhere. Now he's dropping 7 threes against Clemson. I mean, he's just.
Yeah. You think about what a nightmare a guy like Dalton Connect must have been at Northern Colorado. I mean, how does that happen?
I think he's your typical late bloomer because 2 years ago, he was playing JUCO ball before he went to Northern Colorado.
I mean, he looks like Dan Marley to me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, he's just a nightmare.
I know. He's just a stud. I think he's going to be a really good pro. All right, but getting back to the Purdue thing. Purdue and NC State. Now, obviously, Edie down low, everything centralized around him. Same thing with Burns. He had 29. He was just unstoppable against Duke. Duke's offense was awful. But Burns isn't going to be able to back Edie down like he was Filipowski. So I don't know what they're going to do offensively. I don't know what Purdue will do if they'll even try and double him down there inside the lane. But how do you think Burns does against Zach Edie in that matchup?
Well, I think, you know, when I watch Burns, I mean, it's remarkable the run he's had. He's, you know, America's sweetheart right now. And destined to have a Subway deal, by the way, you know, I would think at some point. But
I think he already has. I think he's got. I saw he signed deals with Adidas, Manscaped, Raising Cane's, and TurboTax.
Pretty damn good.
That's fantastic.
Good for him.
Make some cash.
But he looks to me like he's more along the lines like 6'7", 6'8". And one of the things that you just can't believe when you see it, when you're actually on the court with a guy, the size of Zach Edey is just it's staggering. And I'll bet you, as big as that kid is, as big as DJ Burns is, I'll bet you that the size discrepancy, when you see them matched up against each other, you're going to be like, holy cow. Edie's just a monster. And you know, kind of an underreported part, too, I think, is how his skill level has raised over the last couple of years. He's got great footwork. You know, he's a hard guy to ref. I think he gets fouled a lot. I think he fouls a lot. You know, I think I just think Edie is just a much more just an immovable object down there in the paint. And I like that matchup for Purdue.
Cnock, did you find it weird in the post game yesterday that Burns, when he was asked like what was behind this run, what it's gotten them to the Final Four, he was basically just throwing his coach under the bus, saying, "Well, we stopped blowing off meetings, and we actually like we're trying." That's kind of what he was saying.
Everybody was on time.
Yeah, everybody like finally dialed in. It's like you're going to wait until the ACC tournament for that to start. I found that kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
Remarkable truth telling, you know, at the crucible moment, you know, I mean, that's incredible. And you got to remember a month ago, Keats was probably out of a job, you know, there's a for sale sign going up in that front yard. And now all of a sudden, look at him, you know, so amazing turnaround. I think they're a great story. I'm not an enormous NC State fan, but I love stories like this where, you know, an 11 seed, particularly when you beat a neighbor to get to the Final Four. I mean, think how that's got a feel for NC State fans to beat Duke to go to the Final Four.
Hey, I wonder
I
wonder what the Duke fans are feeling after NC State beat them in the ACC tournament and then beat them for a chance to go to the. What are they thinking about Shire right now?
Yeah,
they got to be questioning it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I put that all on Shire. I don't think, you know, there's something wrong. Roach has always been a little bit overrated to me, and you know, Filipowski. I just there's something missing in that entire group. Not a lot of synergy to them, and I think most Duke fans, to your point, probably were relishing the opportunity at Payback to go into that game yesterday.
Yeah,
and. Well, there's a lot to be said for being loose, man. I mean, NC State plays like they're having the time of their lives. They were down. They were lucky to be down six at halftime, and they played the second half like, you know, it was just ball. You know, they were just out there hooping.
I couldn't believe what I was watching in the second half.
Yeah, me either. And once the snowball started to roll downhill, man, it was really impressive what they did on both ends. You know, it's one thing for the big guy to get 29. They just completely shut down Duke on the other end of the floor.
Now, all right, so the other matchup, we kind of touched on it. You got UConn, and I couldn't even believe what I was watching on UConn going on a 30-0 run. Have you ever seen that before? And you've been calling games for a long time. Have you ever seen anything close to that?
No, and I would never have guessed that it would happen against Illinois either, because they
How does Terrence Shannon get shut out for 30 straight points?
Yeah, he didn't get the ball a whole lot, but they just disappeared. Coleman Hawkins was, you know, was sort of fraudulent in that run as well. And Illinois was a very mature team, and I thought that they, you know, one of the things I liked about them is they could weather runs, you know, but nobody weathers a 30-0 run. And I've never seen anything quite like it. They're going to be some runs in that game, the Alabama-UConn game. I just don't know that Alabama's got the size. Both teams play at warp speed, so it should be a lot of fun to watch. I don't know how you deal with the big boy inside if you're Alabama.
Yeah,
but can you just get hot from the three? Like, that's the way that I would see them.
That's the only
the
way.
Game.
That's the only way to do it. Yeah,
they're gonna. I would think they would have to hit 15, 16, 17 threes to win that game.
Yeah, because they jacked up 36 in the Clemson game. and they hit 16 of them, but that.
Well, they were down 26-13 in that game and reeling against a team that controls the tempo. That was really impressive what Alabama did, and even more impressive was their win in the previous round against North Carolina. That was maybe the game of the tournament. That game, back and forth game.
I do want to see. I mean, the NC State story is cool, but I kind of do want to see Edie against Klingon.
Yeah, I think. They've been the two best teams all year long. Houston had its moment there for a couple of weeks, but I think by and large, you're talking about a clear 1-2 for most of the season. So I think the script is written, and hopefully it plays out that way.
Cenoc, what a hire by Alabama with Nate Oates back in 19. He's made four straight NCAA tournament appearances, two Sweet 16s, and now a Final Four. I mean, that is just a home run hire for them.
Yeah, and it's part of the uptick in the SEC, too, right, between Oates and Bruce Pearl. You know, I mean, it used to be sort of a Calipari show, you know, that whole league. And now he's just Cal, you know. These other programs have really elevated what they're doing. I think Chris Beard will do a really good job as well in that league. And, it's become a very, very good basketball league. And those guys are certainly part of it. Oates has really elevated things.
Are you going to watch, I assume you will, watch Iowa and LSU tonight? And if so, do you have a rooting interest?
I'll watch some of it. I don't really have a rooting interest. You know, Angel Reese, of course, was at Maryland for a time. And I know there's some serious bad blood going on there. So it'll make for compelling TV. You know, I used to coach, after I got out of coaching, one of the most fun things I ever did was coach my daughter in travel basketball. And and one of the things I loved about coaching girls, coaching women, was they don't watch SportsCenter for the most part. Now, I'm watching Caitlin Clark in Iowa play the other day against Colorado.
Yeah,
she clearly is watching
NBA
basketball.
Pretty sure she's
basketball.
Watched. Yeah.
Yeah,
cause she complains on every single call. And that's,
she does.
That drives me nuts. Yeah. And you don't even see guys in college do that. That's sort of a It's generally an NBA thing.
That's a LeBron Luka thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Complain at every call. So, yeah, I'll watch. It should be compelling, but I don't really have a dog in that fight.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because LSU and obviously Iowa getting all the attention. Caitlin Clark is the face of women's hoops. And South Carolina just kind of plugs along. They don't lose. They got a stud 6'7" center. They got a bunch of athletes on the perimeter, and they just, you know, they just pummel everybody, and everyone's talking about Clark.
It's disappointing, I think, that you would have this matchup in a regional final. It feels like it's much more of a Final Four-worthy game to me to have these two teams play. But, like I said, should be a lot of fun to watch.
Although, Clark against Paige Beckers, that's legit Final Four.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? And I know you're not a UConn person. You probably root against
UConn Gino women. My girl, AZ Fudd, of course, her father played for me. And so, I'll root for those guys. And I've heard my guy Tim Fudd, AZ's father, tell me a lot of stories about Paige Beckers and what she's like. And I'm inclined to like her a great deal. Mm-hmm.
I only have about a minute left. So fill us in on what the Terrapins have done here in the portal. I guess Rodney Rice, Virginia Tech, and Jacoby Gillespie have committed. He went to Belmont.
Malik Mack, is he official?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think so. Okay. If that's happened, it would surprise me a little bit.
I got to say, if you're at Harvard, why would you ever transfer without getting your degree?
Well, that's a good point. Good question. But, you know, you could go to a lot of good schools out there and get a degree and still upgrade your basketball. No disrespect to Tommy Amaker, who's coaching at Harvard. I think that it's incumbent upon guys anymore to check out what they're worth and see what's out there.
Yeah, that's true.
The landscape, you know. So, yeah, they've done well in the portal. They needed to. They need one more guy. They need to bring in, like, a shooting three or four, somebody stretch defenses a little bit, because they're going to be very good inside with Julian Reese back and Derek Queen, the five-star freshman they signed. So they need somebody to be able to make shots regularly. They certainly didn't have it this year. And that's a critical part of that roster composition, like we talked about with Purdue. They figured it out, and they solved their problems in the offseason.
I don't know how much you pay attention to what Virginia Tech's doing, but every one of their guys.
Crazy.
They're all in the portal. They all said.
Crazy.
Even Tyler Nickel, who transferred in from North Carolina. So he was at Tech for 1 year. In the portal again. And then their best player in the portal. Their three best players in the portal. I mean, I don't know what.
When does
the
portal close? How long do they have?
I think it closes May 1st. You have until the first day of classes to choose. There will be guys who enter the portal who don't find a place to go.
That's true.
Well, for sure.
When the music stops, there will be guys without a chair to sit on.
100%. I just don't know if these guys realize it. I know. So this way, my kids play lacrosse and volleyball. If you enter the portal, you're not even welcome back. You know what I mean? Like, right. how does that even work? Is the same thing in basketball?
Well, no. There are schools that will take you back. There's some of the old school guys. Like, I talked to Gary Williams about this. And
yeah.
I asked him, what would you do if somebody came in and said, I want to go into the portal? Gary said, I'd say, who can I call? You know?
Right. Who can I help you get out of here?
Get out of here if you don't want to be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can you imagine Gary dealing with the portal now?
No.
That would be a nightmare for him.
He didn't even like regular recruiting.
Right. He didn't even like getting out to DeMatha, see kids.
Yeah.
All right.
C-Knock. Good stuff.
All right, fellas. Talk soon.
Yep. All right. He's rooting for the field. You can vote at Chunks Radio.
Definitely not rooting for Danny Hurley.
Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.